And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is our entertainer series. This show is about once ordinary people doing truly extraordinary things that change lives and perspectives. Our special guest today is singer Carl Rae. He is debuting his video tied to his hit single, I Stand With This Country. Not only is it a great song, an anthem, but it's a prayer as well. Carl, welcome to Success Made to Last.
Rick, thank you. Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
It's really great to have you on our show. Tell us about your back story leading up to the release of this song, I Stand With This Country.
Awesome, awesome. First of all, hello everyone out there. Thanks for tuning in to the show. So Carl Rae is a native Texas boy. I grew up in Houston, Texas. And so a shout out to anybody in Texas, specifically Houston, who's listening to the show. But yeah, I grew up there in Houston and kind of cut my teeth, if you will, on a variety of music at the time. I was actually a part, Rick, of a local band in Houston. It was called the Supernaturals. The Supernaturals, we had these big afros, you know, back in the day. And so we just said, let's call ourselves the Supernaturals. But at any rate, we were best compared to the Jackson 5 at the time. And we could sing, we could dance, and we did all those things. And we really were... we're really pretty good. We opened up for popular bands like Earth, Wind & Fire, the Ohio Players. We opened up for B.B. King, the Spinners, and we were a young group. And so we had a huge following there, and subsequently it led us to L.A. where we linked up with a guy named Willie Hutch, who was most noted for co-writing a song called I'll Be There for the Jackson 5. And he started producing some records on us to try and get us a deal with Motown. That didn't really go anywhere. And so fast forward a few months, a year or so, we met a guy by the name of Johnny Nash, who recently passed this year. And Johnny, as you know, is most noted for I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone, Steer It Up, and many other records. Just a great singer. And we started working with Johnny. And from there, Johnny started working with me as an individual writer, kind of taught me how to write songs, the business of music, taught me about publishing and marketing and just all of those do's and don'ts in the industry at that time. And so I became a songwriter for John, and subsequently he went on to record some of my songs as well. And when he passed earlier this year, recently, it really set me back a little bit, because he was that mentor, that friend, that brother, sometimes father figure. And he taught me a lot about the music business, about life. And we sang in church on Sundays at church. And I had a wonderful relationship with him, so he's missed. So that's really how I got started in the country music industry, because he said, listen, Carl, your songs are now more story songs, if you will. He called them story songs. And you should really foster that, nurture that country music feel. And one thing led to another, and one night he said, Carl, I'm going to see a friend of mine who's performing at Gilly's, which was a big honky-tonk in Houston. I think it was in the Pasadena area. And I said, well, who's this guy we're going to see? He said, well, it's Charlie Pride. And I said, oh, Charlie. Yeah, I know Charlie. So I got a chance to go with John. We sat there by the stage and backstage talking to Charlie, and I had an opportunity to see him sing for the first time in my life. And it really was an inspiration, because I'm here with I'm watching Charlie Pride, and I'm right in the middle of my friend Johnny Nash, and I'm saying, wow, I get this opportunity to be inspired by two icons. What an awesome experience. And so that's a short version of my story, but it's much broader, much deeper, much more exciting with great stories that I'd love to share sometime. And I might share it in a book someday.
Yeah, how timely it is for you to talk about Charlie Pride. He just passed away yesterday, and I think we all loved his singing style. Could you take a few minutes and talk about why you think Charlie Pride was such a great role model to so many singers?
Well, you know, I think, you know, music is one of those things that kind of transcends color, you know, and although, you know, a lot of times I hear a lot of people say, Rick, that they don't really see color when they, and I know what they mean. They mean they love a person who's black, or they really love that person and they don't have any biases, or, you know, they genuinely love them. But it's hard not to see color. You know, God is he created green trees, you know, red cars, blue cars. We see, we live in color, not black and white. So color is okay. Diversity is okay. So when I met Charlie, I saw him as a black person singing country music. And I said to myself as a young person, if Charlie Pride could do that, there's room at the table for Carl Rae. And so he inspired me. And then I watched his career because he saw color, but he didn't treat people differently because of their color. He loved his music, you know. He shared a couple of words of wisdom with me on occasions, and I watched him all of my career as a writer, and I was always inspired, and I saw people around him just like people that were around me who were white, who didn't care about what I looked like. They just said, "Listen, we love what you do, Carl. How can we help?" And that's all we want in life, is we want people to believe in our purpose and what our potential. And I always say to a lot of these young people I meet, don't link up with anybody who doesn't believe in your potential. You know, always find people that believe in you, and also become that person that believes in them. Also give. Don't just take. Give. So be a giver, not just a consumer. So for Charlie, he just continued to demonstrate elegance, sophistication, class, you know, true country. And I have on Spotify, I have a country music, Carl's Black Country Music Radio, and it's about 30 hours of all blacks singing country music. You can't get that anywhere on radio, anywhere. And Charlie is front and center because he's got so much music on there. So, he's inspired me to even write songs. And this song, I Stand With This Country, was also co-written by a guy named Jackie Jack White. And Jackie, he actually wrote a song for Charlie called For Today, which is a great song, one of those best of Charlie songs. And so I'm connected. Charlie keeps connecting me to him in some way. And that's what it's been like throughout my career.
Hey, thanks for saying that. God bless you, Charlie Pride, and may you rest in peace. Now, let's talk about your beautiful song, I Stand For This Country. And if you could sing us a few bars from the song and maybe lock in on our favorite phrase in there, which is, I say this prayer.
Yeah. I stand for this. I stand for this country, got the key right. I stand for peace. I stand for all that's hopeless when I've been my knees and say this prayer. Lord, I know you're there. I leave it all in your hands. I stand with this country.
That, my friend, was so inspiring. Thank you for that. Carl, I think that you have an anthem on your hands for 2021. And we as a nation have come out of a refiner's fire as one community. And maybe this is the song that we sing together on a President's Day or a July 4th. It's not only seeping in faith in God and in patriotism, but it moves the focus from me to we. How do you want your song to be a vessel for change?
Well, Rick, I tell you, what's so exciting, I do a lot of these shows. I really do. But what you have just capitulated is the heart of my song and Jack's song, of how we felt about it, what we wanted people to hear. I just concur, amen to you, because that's what we want. And when I started writing the song, I remember having lots of conversations with my white friends, black friends, with my Republican friends, my Democrat friends, all kinds of people from all backgrounds. And I was hearing a myriad of things that started just concerning me. More importantly, I could care less about your position on a matter. But when it moved into the hate side of it, and how this group is a low life or this person is, you know, those things really for me started treading on my value system. And I have Republican friends, Democrat friends. I have people who look like they belong to the circus friends, people who belong in church. I got a lot of different friends, and I love them all. And I love their differences, and we don't agree on everything. But my friends and I, we never almost come to a fist fight over topics. So when I saw what was happening in our country, particularly in our political climate, and on the media, on conservative and liberal talk shows, I just said to myself, God, there's a lot of noise out here. We're all Americans. If you live in this great country, you are an American. And if you don't like it here, I'm the first to say there are a lot of other places you can go. But this is America. Mm-hmm. In America, we sign a invisible social contract with each other that we're going to not harm someone, that we're going to live up to the American values, and all of those good things that are true and just. And I just said, I just need to have a voice here. And what really started this song was on social media. I normally don't comment on matters on social media, but this one particular case, someone that I knew had said something that was just totally off the radar screen. And I was compelled to say, I totally disagree with that for this reason. And they said to me simply, well, how would you have handled it differently, Carl? And that got me to thinking. I said, well, okay, great question. So I'm going to use what God gave me, the art of songwriting, to share my point of view, to make it a clarion call for people to join me as we become more civil about our approach. And that, if we know something's not true, Rick, if it's a lie, don't tell it. If we know that we shouldn't steal, mm-hmm. don't steal it. So forth and so on. Back to what your mom and dad just taught you when you were little, right? So let's get back on track, and let's remember that today it's Democrats, tomorrow it may be Republicans, next year may be independents, but it's all a part of the same bird. We need to really find a way to work together in love and live in harmony so that our children's children will have a better world, because we are moving on, whether people believe that or not, and someone is coming behind us. Let's leave it in a good place for our children's children.
Beautiful. Hey, Carl, thanks for being on our show today. Where can our listeners watch your video or purchase your music?
Yeah, so great question. So you can purchase I Stand With This Country, as well as any other music that I have, on any platform where music is sold online. So, and even if you shop at Walmart has one or two of my projects there. So anywhere online, I would love for your listeners to go to I Stand With This Country, search it by Carl Ray on YouTube, so that you can really get a gist of the not only the song, but also the imagery to make sure it ties together, because I think that really kind of solidifies the song and the message. So I would urge you to do that. And then lastly, not least, of course, you can find Carl Ray on Facebook and on Instagram, and I would love for you to just connect with me so that we can stay in touch with one another. And Rick, I just appreciate you and your time, and I appreciate how you summarized this song. It's been great.
Thank you, Carl. We appreciate that. I'll sum up this show in one line, and it was from your song, "In Your Broken People, Your Truth Will Make Us Free." I just love that. Carl, your song is medicine to our country.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you.
That was Carl Ray. We appreciate him being on our Success Made to Last Entertainer series. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed this show as well. And as we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.